lot of it was that she, you know, had an arrangement with the son that she knew that she was, like, she would be working. I mean, they say it a couple of times, like a couple of instances where she has to work late that were actually cut out of the film for time. That, like, there's one part where they're supposed to be, like, on a roof, kind of, like, waiting, you know, for a couple of hours. And Shaw's character says to Nabil, says, you know, like, what's your mom going to think? And she's like, don't worry, she's passed out. Like, she had to work a double. So the idea was, it just didn't make it into the final cut of the film, that the mom was, like, definitely supposed to be, like, you know, stretched thin and still wasn't able to make ends meet. So she agreed to let her son work, you know, for the uncle under the assumption that what they were doing was, you know, he was just kind of working at the car wash, and that the uncle would kick over a little bit of money, and that the family was kind of indebted to the uncle because the father had, you know, screwed up in some sort of criminal activity that they were involved with and had to flee. So, you know, that Ramaz had lost a lot of money, you know, on the father. So he kind of felt that the son should be working off this debt. The son was secretly, you know, involved in much a higher level of criminality than the mom was completely aware of until, you know, the day when she comes home and there's, like, a Russian gangster, you know, there at the house, in which she knows, like, oh, my God, it's all kind of happening again. And in my naivety, I sort of, you know, allowed it to happen by just hoping that, you know, my son was, you know, smarter, a little bit more kind of, observant to know where that line was. But I think what kind of worked in the movie that I remember saying is that because it is the growth of this kid, it is this coming of age story, which she's kind of the balance that she's reaching at the end is sort of realizing, like, he is his own person. He has carved out his own identity, and, like, I can't be that type of mother anymore because he's become his own man. So now now that he's made these choices, I need to sort of navigate this new terrain, even though I've sort of repeated the same kind of mistakes that I've made with my husband. My son now is, you know, he's his own person. I can't tell him what he can and can't do. She's sort of aware that she kind of did her best, but I like the idea that, you know, sort of the social, economic forces are greater than her will to, you know, tell her son that, you know, he can't have anything to do with this. She's just, it's the reality of just that their existence and their life is that there's too many needs and there's not enough outlets to satisfy them.